Hello, welcome to the 5280 podcast. Strap on and have a good time.
From the 5280 studios, it is the Weekend Geek Update. Smurf here, along with
Terry
and Todd,
has finally returned from the east.
Yay!
So
a jet lag. Yes.
That is a hell of a trek.
Yeah.
How many hours in the plane? One way.
Wait, it doesn't count, like, also the fact that I changed cities inside of Vietnam too.
Yeah, you have layovers.
Okay.
Because you can't get a direct flight in there.
Well, it was like. So it was Denver to San Francisco, which is like 2 hours.
That's an easy jump.
Yeah, though. That's an easy jump. San Francisco to Hong Kong, which is about 12 to 13 hours. And then it's Hong Kong to Saigon, which is about 2 hours. So
okay.
Wow.
So probably close to 18 to 19 hours.
That's hard.
And just flying.
Man. Yeah, but we also went to another city too, so it's about 20 hours of flying. Because we went to Saigon to Hue, which is where my mom is from, and that's where we did that stuff.
So Tao was showing us pictures.
Yeah.
You went to an official tea party.
I did.
It
was an apartment. So there's like.
So that's what you're showing me was an apartment. It's not like a storefront.
No, it is a storefront.
Oh, okay.
It's like it's in an apartment building. So there are people who are living in the back of the building, but towards the front near this busy street. All these, like, the entire, like, those apartments are used as, like, cafes, boutiques, and tea places. And that was one of the tea places that I saw. I'm just like, I want to go in there. So we did. I'm just like, this is really homey. Like, I'm really comfortable right now. So
the only thing you're missing is a onesie?
Yeah. Because, I mean, they
wait, other people don't wear onesies there?
No.
I could just imagine. Yeah, they're very... Like,
well, the picture you showed me, they're all, like, prim and proper. I mean, even the one in the dress, I was like, wow, she's hot.
They care about physical appearance, so they don't wear, like...
They're not slobs like we are here, is what you're saying.
Well, it depends.
Kind of same guidelines of it as Japan.
Yeah,
you
look good.
Prim and proper, always take a bath every night. If you don't, then you're...
I never...
You heathen.
I never understood why they wore heels, because the sidewalks are, like, really... destroyed. Well, not destroyed, but like it's like really uneven, so then like you're gonna eat shit.
We're like so obsessed with heels. And the taller now, right? Is Vietnam like the overall generations, like the
it's
more
like
modern generations taller? Because that's what happened in Japan when I visited. They're taller, about as tall as like me myself.
Yeah.
And then with heels, just like why do you wear heels up a shrine that's like up a mountain? So you go up a mountain,
working
heels,
out your calves,
and it's like looks like a deer, like a freshly born deer, just like all over the place. And it's like, whoa,
that's whoa. Their leg day.
Whoa,
my mom likes to wear heels, and we went on a boat, and I was just like, Mom, this is like not an even boat. This is like a fisherman boat.
Oh my god,
it's like it's a canoe, and I'm just like, Mom, why are you wearing heels? And she's just like, I like them. I'm like, you're gonna snap your ankles.
Yeah,
you gave birth.
That's gonna happen.
To clumsy children, we probably got it from you.
Your mom took it like a trooper, didn't she? She didn't wobble once, huh?
She almost flipped the boat, though.
What?
So when we were getting off, like you have to get one, like you know, do one at a time, so that the boat doesn't flip over. She told my sister to go. She's
and then
like, oh.
She went.
No, she stood up too,
oh,
and
shit.
It wobbled the boat. And my sister's afraid. Like we can't swim. So
what?
Yeah, we.
How do you not know how to swim?
I'm really fluent at drowning.
You're fluent at drowning?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just got to flail the arms a little.
Oh, my gosh.
Take your legs.
Flail enough. Go get somewhere if you flail enough.
I can't swim. I can't keep afloat. I don't know why, but just can't.
It's crazy.
That I want to see. I want to throw you in a pool now. I don't know why. Just to see you
can
flail.
Can I be in the shallow end? I'll flail no matter
what.
I'll
be in the pool with you.
Oh,
that's the
give
catch.
Give me water wings too.
I'll be. Yes.
Oh yeah, floaties.
Yeah,
we'll give you some floaties.
I play lifeguard.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah,
I can do like slow mo Baywatch styles.
Yeah.
I'll wear like four bras to try to make sure like
Just don't slip into the pool and just fall over. Slow while, like, towels flailing
just,
in the
yeah,
pool.
Just as she hits the edge of the pool, she eats shit, and you gotta save her.
Or if you go off a diving board, I think you'll be okay, because that's what tends to happen to people. They just, like, eat shit on the diving board, fall in, and you're just like...
They bounce on the diving board twice. Like,
you know, it's actually a funny story, because I was on dive team in high school. Mm-hmm. So one of the guys... just messing around.
Yep.
Backflipped. It's the hardest thing you can do.
Oh, God.
And
no.
He can't, and he clipped the board with his head. And all we heard was this, what the hell was that? And he just comes tumbling down out of the air.
Oh,
we're like, oh, my God.
It sucks.
Is he dead?
Did he die?
Is he moving?
It wasn't a pretty land, and I'll give you that. But he just kind of floats to the surface. Bubbles all around him. You know he's screaming like a bitch underneath. Yeah, he needed a couple stitches on that one.
Oh,
yeah.
My gosh.
I did go mostly for a funeral because it was like...
Right.
It was...
Yeah, okay, because we were talking about you last week.
Yeah, we were definitely talking and some mad shit.
I was talking some mad shit. I apologize.
We were talking some mad shit.
Wait, what did you guys say?
The only thing missing from the pictures that I saw you post and you send me was, like, you in the coffin with Grandma. Guys look like the happiest bunch of assholes at a funeral I have ever seen.
I did post a picture of her casket. Which is really extravagant. Like,
why? What do you need an extravagant casket for?
Do you want...
Actually, you know what? When she sent me this, I did some research on caskets. Yeah. Do you know that they come with air conditioning and Wi-Fi now?
The caskets?
Caskets.
Why?
That was my question.
Wi-Fi?
Why? So that they can listen to music.
So it's kind of like the same thing as, like, the Egyptians with the tombs. Like, let's give them lots of shit, because they're going to need that.
Yes, because they're going to need that in the afterlife. Because, you know, when you go to hell, the Wi-Fi signal is shit down there. So, I mean, if you get something with Ori in the casket, I guess you're good.
There was, like, actually a lot of pictures that I decided not to post just because it's, like, it's kind of weird.
Well, I was waiting for... Oh, it's green.
Yeah, it's green tea.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It's like it's expired.
Still not done.
Because I was waiting for the selfie with you in the casket with Grandma. Because every picture that I saw, everyone was like,
it was like a funeral's going on, right? And I was asking him, like, she's at a funeral, right? He's like, yeah. I was like, but who's selfies? Like, and I was like, did she take a selfie at the funeral with, like, all the extended family? Just like, hey guys, is like so happy. I was like, How does that work?
There was actually one where I posted that was actually really dark, and I was just like, I don't know if I should, because it was just like I did take pictures of, like, the cemetery that my
but the grounds there are beautiful. I mean, they're
I totally would do that too.
Better upkept than, like, most golf courses here in town. So
this was the same part about going to New Orleans next month, is that I get to see, like, above water graveyards.
I know. You'll flip out on that.
I'm so excited. Oh,
they're very cool.
So it was this one where it was the first part of the ceremony, which is that picture.
Okay.
On the very top.
Yeah, I feel like everyone looks so happy.
I know.
Everyone's
somber.
Not during the time. It was, like, when we were, like, having lunch and stuff like that. So it wasn't completely happy, but I was kind of like, I did take a quite a bit of pictures of, like, my grandma's casket, and then where we had the ceremonies and stuff like that. It was so culturally shocking, and I had to participate in it too. And I was just like, how many times do I bow? And they would kind of shoot you up three times. Like, they'll shoot you, like, a number where it's like three, okay,
right.
So then you knew.
Well, they don't want you to offend, and I'm sure your mom and your grandmother want you to be presentable, right?
It was so hot. It was humid. It was miserable. I was...
How sticky were you by the end of this?
It was disgusting. Like, it's, like, really weird, though. So, like, the day that we came to Vietnam, like, we came in the morning, like, 2 o'clock, so it's like, okay, we got to sleep a bit. Then immediately after, we had to go to see a monk and stuff like that to see when we could bury her.
Right.
Apparently, in Buddhism, you have to bury the body 10 days after they die. But they also have to, like, talk to a monk as well. So then he takes into account when she was born, when she died, the age of the children, age of the grandchildren. So then it determines who gets to see her open casket, because one of my cousins couldn't because of age or something like that.
Really?
Yeah. You couldn't see her open casket. It was bad luck. They're very superstitious. And I'm just like, I feel like you guys are making this up.
No.
But I'm just going to.
Makes sense, though.
Yeah. I guess. I don't know. I mean, the first time I saw a dead body was 4? I was 4 or 5.
4 or 5. Okay.
Yeah. Mm. For my first one. So I don't know. Maybe I'm just morbid that way. It didn't like turn me into a serial killer or anything.
Yeah, not yet. I mean, you're doing pretty good.
Yeah, so far. They haven't found any of the bodies. You know, it's not murder unless they find a body.
Exactly.
So,
true. And evidence.
And evidence.
And evidence.
Bleach helps. So you... Yes. Were you able to see the open casket?
I was. It was only one person that couldn't.
How old was she?
I can't remember his age. I'm sorry. It's been so long. But
it was a week.
Well, no, it's been so long since the last time I like saw him, and even then I didn't know his age at the time. So we did the we got to see her body at the morgue, and then he was actually the monk was also telling us we were determining what name she would get in the afterlife.
What's wrong with the one that she has?
They're given a new name once they when they die.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Really?
Tombstone?
No. Their old name is placed, but it's like they're given a new name as well.
Is that still on the tombstone, or is that something that only the family is knows?
I have no idea.
Who do you tell this new name to then?
The family.
So you guys.
So in the afterlife, you know what to address her as when you get there?
I have no idea.
Or is it like a continuation to where instead of you guys talking about the form that she was, you talk about the form that she is now? Or if you were to say your grandmother's name, would it be what it is, quote unquote, now versus what it was? Or you guys still use the same name?
Same name.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm sure they do it as a past, present, future kind of thing. To where it's like, obviously the person's a different person
now. It's the reincarnation thing, I think.
Yeah, I think so. That makes sense.
Oh, okay.
So we did that. We had to send her body back to Hue, which is where my grandpa's altar is. So there's a double altar where both of the parents are buried at. Apparently my great-grandparents were buried there too. I've never seen their faces before.
No.
My great-grandma died relatively young. My great-grandpa lived for a while. Died a couple years before my sister was born.
So, oh, wow.
Yeah, that was really interesting. So there was it was after we went to Hue, we had to welcome the body and stuff like that to the place where we were supposed to do the ceremonies. We were supposed to use someone's house, but some feud went on between them and another person, so they said no. And so we had to do it on this plot of land, and it was hot. It was really hot.
Huh.
It was terrible.
And Tarzan couldn't take this hot.
My mom was bring two pairs of conservative clothes. No, we needed more than that.
Oh, my God.
You went shopping like a fiend.
No,
didn't
we
you?
Wore the same clothes.
Oh. And
we were just this smells so bad.
Oh.
We have to wear this because it's so gross.
Oh.
So we did 3 days of ceremony, and it was rigorous.
That's longer than the Catholics.
It was over the course of a week.
Oh,
and
God.
It was miserable. It was hot, miserable, and it was really sad to see some of the... It was weird because, I was just like, hey, Mom, these old guys, are they part of your family? They're yeah, they're your grandma's, your great-grandparents' cousins, or they're your grandma's cousins and stuff like that. I'm never seen this side of the family, but they were, boss as hell.
Hmm.
They were, they wore different clothes because they were the top dogs of the village because they were the oldest
of
the village.
The elders.
Yeah, the oldest one, the oldest elder where, what he says kind of goes, we couldn't start
so
the funeral.
So he's the godfather.
Yeah. We couldn't start the funeral until he rings the gong.
Oh,
yeah.
Look
and
at
he was,
him.
He was dressed in blue. And it's just that means that he's the top tier.
Sweet.
Yeah. I was just dear Lord, these guys are boss. Because, even in the funeral, they were just smoking. They were whatever. They're like, oh, these kids
one
don't
more
know
for
anything.
The ground. Whatever.
Yeah.
So did you do the lantern ceremony then?
The lantern ceremony?
But maybe I'm getting my religions ceremonies. Confused. But yeah, my ceremony is confused. But isn't there one where you light the lanterns and put them in the river or the stream?
Oh, that's the autumn festival.
Okay, but I thought they did something like that similar for funerals to guide their light into the afterlife or something like that. I may be getting my...
It's we just burn incense, bow a lot.
Kneel, stand. You're doing your cardio
take
workout
a break.
For the day.
There was a schedule. There was a schedule posted. They're just we're going to do this, this, and this at this time.
Wow.
Okay, everyone, everyone got this?
And they did it right on that exact time as well. Very, like...
Yeah.
So, besides your mother yelling at you in Korean... Or Vietnamese, excuse me. Vietnamese.
Why am I always Korean?
I don't know.
Korean.
Just you are. How did you hold up? Because I'm sure they didn't care if you understood them or not. And they just spouted at you.
We did also stay at a resort behind a cemetery. It was a fancy resort.
That's kind of creepy. Behind a cemetery.
Yeah, because, I mean, it was next to the beach. The guy who owns it is French, so, like, he probably bought it for a cheap amount. But it's so nice. It is a really nice resort. That's and so, cool. like, this is beautiful. And behind a cemetery, so nice. Too.
Yeah, and it's right there. Cup of tea.
That's nice and quiet.
Yeah, I did also explore the cemetery a little just to see, like, the different altars and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really interesting because, like, the poorer that you are, like, you don't have an altar. You just have, like, a round piece that shows where your body's buried, and that's about it.
Yeah, like a plate.
But the more wealthy your family is,
the grander.
The bigger the altar. Mm-hmm. I heard that Angmang people tend to have bigger altars because they have a lot more family over here that they would send money over. I think what my mom said was that they were like as big as hotels. They were obnoxiously big. She's just like...
Like a cathedral?
Yeah. It was freaking giant, massive. And she's just like... She's like, yeah, those altars are more obnoxious, like as obnoxious as those people do. I'm like, mom.
Yeah.
I really need to meet your mother at some point.
She's sassy, but she's also like, she did hurt my feelings a couple times. Don't really want to say what she said.
No, that's fine.
It almost made me cry.
Oh,
like, it was that bad.
Is
damn.
It kind of a the traditional aspect thing, or was it?
No, it was just a really messed up thing that she said.
Oh, okay.
Mom was pissed, cranky, and hot.
Oh no, she wasn't. She was angry. Like she was okay.
Okay.
I think she was just stressed out because was
kind of said things that were unneeded just because of everything going on. Because her mom.
Because she was also
okay.
Because she was also doing everything. Aspect of the planning and stuff that she paid
just
for a lot.
Kind of vomiting words out, basically. Mm-hmm. Like didn't really mean that, but blah. Mm-hmm. Here you go.
Yeah.
Here you go. Catch this.
Yeah, catch all of this.
It was really interesting, because just like seeing the altars and stuff like that, it was really...
That'd be cool.
I have pictures, but I'll show you after.
You'll show them after. Yeah. Well, welcome back. You missed a ton. No,
I know. Really. I'm so video game deprived too.
For like 2 weeks, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
2 weeks? Jeez.
Like my...
I know, we even talked about Overwatch last week, and none of us could really talk about it because you weren't here.
We were
kind of
waiting for you to fill in the blanks.
BioShock, the new release.
The collector's edition.
So my brother went freaking ape shit over this game. He is like knee deep into it right now.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, this is the greatest game ever. He can't believe that I'm not playing it and that I really never have played it. And he's like, you never got in the BioShock Infinite? Like, nope.
Every time I think of BioShock Infinite or Last of Us, I always think about the fact that Troy Baker was nominated for the voice acting, best voice acting award for Booker and for Joel, which are from both those games. It's like, oh, who am I going to pick? Troy Baker Troy Baker?
Yeah, who would have guessed?
Oh, God. What was the Overwatch news? Because I was so video game deprived.
I don't know. You didn't play any video games at all?
No, I kept... there's so many LAN centers over in Vietnam. Like, there's one, like, every corner. And so, like, they're all over the place.
So, because you and I had this conversation before you left.
Mm-hmm.
Pokemon Go, did it work?
I couldn't play it because my phone would have been snatched out of my hands.
Seriously?
Yeah, Like, because I was in Saigon as well, they said, do not take your phones out whatsoever. Like, if you're carrying your bag, you have to, like, carry your bag where it's facing you. Like, where it's, like,
or
right
somebody
in front
will
of you.
Take it?
They'll snatch it from you. They'll drive by and snatch it, or they'll cut it off of you.
Holy crap.
Like, so I couldn't play Pokemon Go. Yeah.
Why?
It was because, like, there's so many robberies over in Saigon because it's such a busy city, you can't do anything. And
holy shit.
Yeah, I did go to, like, out of all the cities that I went to, which was Saigon, Hue, and Da Nang, I also went to Hoi An and this place called Bana, which is...
Banana?
Actually, it is. It's because of the fact that there was, it was the banana city.
Mm-hmm.
That's so great.
Beautiful. Beautiful. They
lots
have
of
a,
bananas.
No, French Village.
French Village.
They have a replica of the Notre Dame, and I was just like, what is this beauty? I'm just like,
that's
this is so
cool.
Cool.
That is cool.
They even had a Geppetto's store inside of the little
so
village.
So kind of
well.
Like a random French,
yeah,
kind of like Paris
it was,
experience.
It was so cool.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
So you couldn't play Pokemon Go?
I could. I did play it a little bit in Hong Kong's airport. And it was funny because we were fighting over a gym.
Oh, God.
And, like, anytime it was neutral, I threw in a Caterpie to dick with people.
Wow. You're just vicious.
I mean, there were so many Pokestops. I'm just, like, I was just kind of, like, walking around while we were waiting for our our plane to arrive. But I couldn't really play Pokemon Go. I did see a couple people play it. I'm just like, you brave souls, I'm going to lose my phone. Like, that's why if you see people with, like, Nokia phones and, like, those old brick Nokia phones, it's because they don't want their phones to get snatched. So they'll use that for calling, and then they'll use their actual
their smartphone for something else.
Yeah.
Wild.
It's just, they'll jack your phone.
So what was the first thing you played after you got in home? Oh, you haven't even played, have you?
I haven't played anything.
Wow.
And it makes me sad because I've been so deprived because I'm just like, why must you taunt me with Overwatch? Because there was land centers was just covered in Overwatch stuff, and like even like the glass had like the imprints and stuff. I'm just like, I want to play so bad. I'm so deprived.
Yeah, because there's like a new skin released for
Bastion,
and it does. They got new short stories coming out for everything, and
I didn't understand the skin thing.
I didn't either.
It was a good like marketing tactic because you can only get it if you buy the ticket. But I don't think it's worth it. $40 for a skin and to watch BlizzCon. Like, I'd rather just go to BlizzCon.
Just go to BlizzCon. I don't. But see, the problem is, you Overwatch people are addicted to this game.
Yeah, we are. My addiction runs too deep.
And I know a truckload of people that probably drop $40 have no regard to even watch BlizzCon. They just want the skin.
Nope, that's what me and a friend of mine were talking about the other day. He's like, "Did you hear about the Bastion thing?" I'm like, "It came across my Tumblr." And nope. One, I don't like Bastion, and two, I'm just like $40 for a ticket to watch BlizzCon. Like, that doesn't scream worth it.
No, it
doesn't.
Yeah,
it's a little bit expensive.
I think it's because it's a rare, like the rare skin where you can only get it if you pay for it, but
it's not like you can. I mean, I guess if Bastion's your favorite, and I know a lot of people just love that character.
Also hate.
It's definitely like the
I hate him because when he does that charge bullshit, I'm just like, screw you, dude.
It's also, there's so many ways to counter him. Like, he's easy to counter, but some people just do not listen to you. You're
no,
just
of
like,
course not.
It's like, oh, there's Bastions, play Genji or play D.Va, but make sure someone's following D.Va so she can do, like, they can do something while she's blocking him.
Suck, okay.
Anyway. I just keep on seeing it as, like, the typical, like, League of Legends way of, like, I have to get this skin and that skin and da-da-da-da-da, and now they have the weird,
It's turning into this.
Like, that's all I've seen most of it. But, you know, it's like, with one of the Annie skins I really wanted for a long period of time for League of Legends,
Hextech?
It was the, steampunk one. I can't
remember.
Oh,
the Hextech.
Yeah, the Hextech one. You can only get it. Yeah, for the boxes. It's like, what? When was that
everything?
There's such
a low chance of getting it, but one person did get it out of random. And that made his, like, if he were to sell his account, he can make a lot of money with just that skin. Like, you can make a lot of money if, like, you have skins that aren't available anymore. Like, if you have, like, Championship Riven, which you can't get anymore.
Yeah.
Like, at all, because that was Season 2 of the World Championships. Your account is already worth, like, $500-$600.
What? Jeez. Just for a skin?
Mm-hmm.
Ah, bullshit.
Also, there is boosters as well, like where people like boost your account, so then it reaches a certain tier.
Yeah.
So you can brag about it. You can make a lot of money with like doing certain things for video games, like gold farmers in World of Warcraft.
Well, I mean, I get that.
I read that a Chinese prison actually made their prisoners play like farm gold. And
you gotta make them do something while they're in there.
They made $800 a day.
Shut up.
Yeah, because people would pay for that because gold farming is tedious. So then they sold accounts that had a lot of gold on it, and people would buy it. And they said that they would make more money having these people play video games than they would having them to do manual labor.
Do manual labor and make license plates?
I was just like, oh, that is really fascinating. I would love to do that,
really,
but not in a prison.
Not in a prison. How do I get that at home? How can I get that in the home game? Wow.
Yeah. But yeah, my trip to Vietnam was really nice. I had a couple of bug bites here and there. Saw the Dragon Bridge, which was really
cool.
That's
awesome. And I was gonna ask about that.
I did read about it, and I was like, I want to go there. Then I actually got to go to the city. I'm just like, this is awesome, and it changes colors.
Yay!
I was
yay.
So distracted.
So distracted.
Yeah, but Hoi An, I did take pictures of, like, the lantern thing where we got on a boat and little lights. It was really sad, too, because there was so many, like, romantic things. And I'm just like, aww. What are you trying to say? I'm alone here. I have no one that loves me.
What the hell, man?
Nobody loves you.
And it was also funny because I took a picture of a pigeon that was on Lover's Bridge, and I couldn't stop laughing because I thought of that dating simulator with a pigeon.
Oh, my gosh. I still love that.
I couldn't stop laughing. I was just like, oh, God, it's Hatsuful boyfriend all over. And yeah. He's trying to romance me on this
even
bridge.
Better.
Even better.
Did I tell you I recently, when my roommate and I, we went to the Tradesmart for like the ending.
Oh, yeah, because I went over there too this last weekend.
Yeah, and we found a goat simulator.
Oh, my
God. So I told my roommate he has to get it. And literally it was this all day of just like biting people and licking people with goat simulator. It was like the best thing
ever. Then you
ever.
Get power-ups and stuff like
yeah,
that, too.
Yeah, it was like you can do all these weird mutations as they have it. Mm-hmm. And you can put like. You can put like a jetpack on your goat and like fly around and just like it's just ridiculous.
Wait,
I love
what is
it
the
so
sale at now?
50% off.
Is it 50?
But you're still like right about retail it with most of the items.
Yeah.
And most of the good statues are gone. I went in there to try to buy a display case because I need display cases for my statues, and they wouldn't budge on any of the prices. The cheapest one I found was like $300, and it wouldn't have fit. The one I wanted was $6, and he's like, no. I'm not moving on the price.
Oh, God.
It's like, you asshole.
It's like, why you gotta be a dick?
I know.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, fine, whatever.
I'm not excited to go back to that job.
There's probably not one to go back to.
I mean, I'm gonna probably go after the podcast just to see.
Just to see what's left?
Yeah.
It's like, hey, guys.
Smoldering embers.
Sex for you.
Yeah,
because, I mean, I'm severely jet-lagged, but I know I have work tomorrow at the Lansing.
I don't, you know what, I tell them you're done.
Well, no, because right? I mean, like, I did drop everything because it was, like, literally, like, 3 days, like, later, I had to leave, like, on Saturday, and it was, like, we didn't get the news until about Wednesday that she was sick.
So here's a pearl of wisdom. They're going out of business, okay? When it comes to a reference on your applications for anywhere else, they're not going to be able to find shit to confirm it. Just say went out of business.
Yeah.
They're not going to give you a bad reference.
There was also, like, I mean, when I did apply to the second GameStop that I worked at, they're like, oh, who is your manager? I'm like, Pat. But he doesn't work there, so I guess he can't really contact
yeah.
him. Sorry.
So it's like, well, you know.
Yeah.
Reason for leaving. Went out of business.
Yeah.
That's kind of it.
Yeah.
You get a pass. So
you're still doing the two jobs, right?
Yeah, you're over at Clutch still, right? I'd go hang out there. Shit.
Yeah.
Get your video game on. They've got the pod in there that you can take a nap, which I know you do all the time.
Yeah.
That's like, so cool.
No.
And there you go.
Yeah. I can't help it, okay? Tired all the time, and I hide from people because people scare me.
Why not?
People scare me.
That's something I will not miss in Vietnam is the fact that when you go to like this big like flea market kind of thing, like I don't know about flea markets here because I never went because
they
like,
scare you.
Sometimes they're kind of far because Kendra goes to the one in Pueblo, so I don't want to go to Pueblo.
No, you don't want to go P-Town.
It's creepy how they beckon you over. They're like, oh, like, but they. So in Vietnamese, you have to use like some sort of title to address yourself, whether it's like big sister, big brother,
right.
blah, 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 based on your age or their relationship towards you.
Right.
But they would always beckon me over, and it freaks me out because I'm just like, please don't talk to me. Like, I'm scared.
I'm antisocial.
There was also some people who did grab us as well to, like, get us to eat at the restaurants inside of the
really?
Marketplace as well. It was so scary. Scary
like,
as hell.
Legitimately grab
I don't
you.
Like being
yeah.
manhandled
my place.
To eat
yeah.
lunch. As a rule of thumb.
It's like, no thank you. But I did go to 2 palaces, 1 citadel, and 7 temples.
Holy crap.
My mom kept going to temples. I'm like, Mom, we've been doing religious stuff since we got here.
We're templed out.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Not 2 temples.
I do have pictures of those, and those are, they're beautiful, like, temples, but at the same time, it's like, ugh.
Yeah, oh, God.
Too many.
So when I saw this story, totally thought of you. Cards Against Humanity is going to be doing fortune cookies.
Yay!
That's
I'm racist. So excited.
Have you played Cards Against Humanity?
Yeah.
It so is probably excited. The most racist game. on the planet. It's more racist than Archie Bunker.
But fortune cookies are an American-made thing.
I get you. But it comes with all the Chinese food.
I'm not Chinese.
Or Korean.
Or Korean.
You're getting me on my ethnicity all wrong.
You're Asian. Any Asian food comes with a fortune cookie. I don't know where this came in as a rule.
California. That's where they were invented.
I went to a Thai restaurant a couple days ago, and I got a fortune cookie. I'm like, what?
Where did... I don't
get it either, because I just laughed. I'm like, I'm in a Thai restaurant. Why do I get a fortune cookie?
Also, the food is really spicy.
I love the spicy food. The spicy food, no. I'm fine with.
Vietnamese,
what do you mean, no?
Like, Vietnamese spicy food is really, really spicy.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Like, the peppers that they have over there is ridiculous.
I know. They're, like, really tiny, like the size of a pea. And it'll kick your ass.
It was funny because I was watching my sister, and she kept adding more to it because she loves spicy. But it was, like, to the point where, like, she was sniffling and crying. She's like, it's so good. And then, like, the person who was driving us around, which was one of my mom's friends, he was just like, you are a true Hue person, because Hue people like to eat really spicy.
Wow.
He's like, you are truly Hue. Because everyone was really happy that we spoke that dialect, because most people here speak, like, Saigon dialect.
Yeah, modified.
Yeah, so I got made fun of for my dialect a couple times, which made me sad.
I was about to ask, because how did that go with just that?
One guy was just like, are you even speaking Vietnamese? I'm like,
oh, called you out like that?
Oh, wow. I'm just like, yes, but I speak a different dialect. That's it, dingle. Yeah,
bastards.
Yeah, it was nice. It was very nice.
So, sorry, I was switching my screens over here so I can see what else I had for news. South Park. Okay, so first of all, Cards Against Humanity. Do we really need it in a fortune cookie? Because what are you going to get for, like, a fortune? I mean, a blank and you just fill it in with whatever you want? Or I don't understand. How crude could a Cards Against Humanity fortune be? I mean, and do you get pissed off or you just laugh?
Because they're going to be doing, like, packages with it, or they're just going to be sending it everywhere and, like, kind of taking over the, obviously not the typical, like, Chinese restaurant kind of thing.
Unless you got a sense of humor where you sell Asian food.
The people are literally going to take that
or Thai food now.
If they just come across, like, those cookies and thinking it's a regular Chinese cookie.
Oh, you could have fortune cookie night. And it's just you're cracking fortune cookies, drinking.
I'd be
and
okay
reading
with that. Cause I love fortune cookies. All my friends usually hate them.
I mean, yeah. I like them with like tea or
with
something.
Tea and stuff.
It just tastes like animal
plain,
crackers to me.
Just like it's like a snack, dessert food, basically. Like, this is sweet, so I shall eat it. And everybody's like, me. Like, yes.
More fine.
They just want the fortune. They're sliding you
the
rest of it.
Yeah, exactly. That's always how it goes. They just leave it there. I'm like, you can eat that? Like, no. Okay.
As soon as it's available, I will buy like a case of it just to
that'd be
figure out what's inside.
Just to figure out what's inside, and then we could have a fortune cookie Cards Against Humanity.
Like, what happens if it says like something messed up, like you're going to outlive everyone that you love or something?
Right.
There was a lady who was actually excited about that. She wanted to outlive everyone who was born in the year that she was.
Really?
Yeah. She succeeded, but then she passed away.
I could just see like one of them be like, Morgan Freeman will give your eulogy. You know, like weird shit like that.
I can see that.
I'm just saying. See? It's like weird. It's Cards Against Humanity.
It'd be weirdly offensive.
Okay. It's Cards Against Humanity.
I know.
I don't think they do anything that's like PC, do they? Have they? No. No.
Yeah. They have a website.
They do?
Yeah.
I've never visited it.
Because, occasionally, like, me and my friends who are on like, a Discord call or something like that would just play that for fun.
Okay.
Because we want to see who's the most effed up.
Yeah, who's the most screwed up in their head. Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
It's just, like, guilty.
One psychopath per table, please.
I'm a huge pervert, so it's just, like, that's how I win cards.
Even better.
I'm a pervert.
That is the best way to win. Speaking of absolute pervert, South Park is back for this season and kicked it off with I don't get South Park. They're I don't even know how these guys are still relevant and still floating, but holy crap, 20 years now, something like that, for South Park?
Like, I remember when everyone was talking about it in like middle school, elementary.
Yeah, so of course they're making fun of Colin Kaepernick sitting down for the national anthem, and now they're having Jerry Bruckheimer. No, wait. Yes. Reboot the national anthem. I'm waiting for South Park to just go boom at this point.
Yeah, agreed.
Is it funny anymore? Do you even watch it?
Yeah, I watch South Park.
Is it funny? Do you laugh?
Yeah, because I saw that episode. And it was fine. It was great.
Did you laugh?
Yeah, of course I laughed.
Okay.
It was just so like behind. Middle of the night. It's kind of like delusional and wild.
Were you high?
Like I can't get high. This conversation.
I know we did.
Give me crap for things you already know. What is this?
Hey, let me.
I will throw up if I get around it anyway. I was like.
You could have been drinking. You could have been wasty feisty.
It sounds so cute when you put it that way.
Wasty-facey.
You can do a wasty-facey. Yeah.
That's fine. I think I was drinking. Yes, I was drinking.
So okay. So that's why it was funny.
I may or may not be drinking.
I may or may not have been drinking, but it was a good drink. So.
All right. That's all that matters. Yes. I watched South Park. I kind of laughed at it. I was like,
It definitely doesn't have, like... Well, they just started the new season, right?
New season.
So they probably have to kind of, like, warm up a little
They're
bit.
They're working up to it. And then you've got Cartman running around with Tokens Life Matters t-shirt. I'm just like, you just are so wrong.
I mean, it's like the new principal always ruins it for me.
The PC principal needs to go.
Yeah.
I hate
I'm
that
so
character.
Done with, like, principal, because whenever I see him, I'm just like... He's still there. Like
it's
like
only his second
pencil.
Season. No, I have to hit mute when he talks.
Really?
I can't take him.
Annoying.
I don't think I've seen up to that yet because I am like a couple seasons behind, so I don't think I've seen him.
I mean, it like it really puts like a damper on every episode having the new principal.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit. It's like the typical like yeah, I got it. I thought this was gonna be a thing. Tree randomly died. And the regular principal, like, came back. And because, I mean, she's a regular principal, but she fit the part so well. I mean, the little accent and blonde hair and you know, like, whatever.
Sounds straight out of Minnesota.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, oh, yeah. And now it's just, like, annoying president guy that just kind of, or president, whatever.
Principal.
Like,
Yeah, we won't get into Garrison running for
that.
President with Caitlyn Jenner.
I still think it's funny.
That's funny.
What was it? It was the douche.
The douche or the turd sandwich?
Turd sandwich.
Who do you vote for? Turd sandwich or the douche? And I laughed about all of it.
Well, I mean, yeah, basically.
It's just like, okay.
I feel like if I ever watch Tara watch an episode, I'm pretty sure she'll be like, why are you still talking?
Shut up.
Shut up.
No
already.
One wants you.
It's over. Get over it.
Basically, yeah, I think it'd go around that process. Because I think that's what the conversation was going on. It was like, he's still here? Be gone, evil demon.
Go.
Also, holy water on him.
Yeah. Dominus Pacis. Speaking of holy water, which is works well into the next segment, also with TV premieres, tonight is the premiere of Gotham, which I don't know how I'm going to feel. You'll see my review come up on it. Also, tomorrow night, S.H.I.E.L.D., Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. comes back with Ghost Rider. And
I was talking about that.
We'll follow up with last week's conversation on it, because Ghost Rider is going to be badass. But I just... tomorrow night... Yes.
I was like, I don't have cable.
It's just on regular TV. You just get an antenna. Not happening.
Don't got me one.
Don't got me one of those. Coat hanger, just kind of jamming into the What does your mom watch?
Korean soap operas that she gets from her friend.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, the dubbed over ones.
Shut up. Is that worse than, like, Telemundo?
Are they
as racy as Telemundo?
Well, because, I mean, like, I don't really pay attention to whatever she's watching because I'm playing video games and I have, like, headphones on. But I remember there was a time before my parents' divorce where my mom watched ahead of him and he got so mad
that
he stayed home to catch up on his catch up to where she was.
Oh, my
God. What? You watched it without me? And he was, like, ticked. And so he stayed home. And I'm like, that was, like, the first time I've ever seen him actually, like, stay home just to catch up on the soaps, and wow. I just couldn't stop laughing because I'm just like, that's it? Like, he why is Dad so angry? She's like, oh, because I watched ahead of him.
Wow. Oh, my gosh.
She's vicious. Well, I know, so Fox is getting ramped up for Gotham. They had, like, 6 little short videos to introduce all the new characters that are going to be there, and okay, so here's a bad thing. Mm. I found out a friend of mine does the music for Gotham. Like, does the actual music score and all of that.
Is that good or bad?
Well, I don't know. I'm conflicted.
Because of, like, the personal friend.
Yes!
Oh, gosh. Versus being, like, the third person party of, like, this shit's...
I hate the show.
Stupid.
Okay, and the show did get better towards the end of last season.
Yeah,
it did. Just for them to bring back Fish Mooney, which really...
Which was a smart play.
No, it wasn't. It's pissed off.
I love Fish Mooney.
No!
I like her.
Okay. Excuse me while I rant, but that bitch needed to stay dead. Yeah. I was fine with bringing back the brother.
Yeah.
And being Ezreal, that was badass. I liked the story. That was good.
Right.
But Fish Mooney needed to stay dead.
I agree with that. For me, the whole series died once Jerome, whatever happened to Jerome, I'm going to assume death, but I'm still waiting for something to come back with Jerome, because that was it for me.
Yeah.
That was just like, this is saucy. Like, I love that. And then just die, go away. And I'm like, what the?
And what pisses me, speaking of spicy, Galavant smokes his sister.
Yeah, yes.
And I'm just like, I liked her.
Yeah.
And if I was Butch, I'd be pissed. Mm-hmm. Someone's like, paying for that? No. That was his chick. Yeah, hanging around playing house with his metal hand.
I'm just like completely dumb.
I know you're out of the
window. I'm just going okay.
Out of the window on this one.
Look pretty.
Yeah. But at least from what I've known from like the trailers and stuff for the new one, because I haven't watched the episodes.
It looks good. We'll see. I'm not rushing judgments, and maybe there's some redeeming. Probably not. Faith for Fish Mooney, probably not.
Oh,
I know you can.
She's
you
got
can.
Pretty beat up, but you know.
I was waiting for her to get hit by a bus. When their bus wrecked, I'm like, please, just hit her with it.
Oh God, is this Mean Girls? Is the bus coming out of nowhere?
All right.
Meet me.
Just like. Mm-hmm.
That would have been perfect.
They're just like,
I always love like the Photoshop that they did in that movie.
Mm-hmm.
The Mean Girls are just like, bus them. They just, like, scan
smeared.
The screen with them. They don't get hit. They just move the bus. That's fine. I would assume that,
the
too.
First season of Gotham, every week when I did my review, I came up with a new way that Fish Mooney should have died in the episode.
You should have, like, sent those requests to them. Being like, hey, I have an idea. You should read
work with
these.
Me on this. Yes, read this. So my friend does the music. He also did music for CSI, which I was impressed to find out. Very talented kid.
Amazing.
So now I'm at an impasse. Support the friend because of what he does,
mm-hmm.
but because of what he does, I don't like it.
Right.
Decisions. And I hate to tell him, you know what? What you do is great, but I hate the show.
Yeah.
I mean, there are certain games that I feel that way where I'm like, the music is gorgeous. I hate this game, though.
Yeah.
It sucks.
I mean, I feel like as long as you have an appreciation for his music and stuff like that, I feel like
I do have appreciation for his music.
Yeah,
I've seen
so
him perform.
Like,
he's a good guy.
Yeah, I don't see what's wrong because, I mean, it's a job for him, so.
Yes, I'll go with that.
Yeah. I would say be supportive even if you don't like
him. All right, I'll be supportive.
Because.
Hear that? I support you.
I support you.
Waving
you
the
good? I got your brother.
I support your brother.
That Sammy Sosa shit with the eyes and fist pumping shit.
Oh, my gosh.
So tomorrow night, S.H.I.E.L.D., look for a review for me because Ghost Rider, badass. So awesome.
Yep.
Can't wait. In movie news. Now, okay, you know, this is almost becoming a joke to me. But Todd McFarlane has been back in the news again saying that he is going to be doing a Spawn movie darker than the one in 1997. And it's coming...
He promises too much, I feel.
You know, and
yeah.
That brings me to a very, very good question. Do we care? Spawn is, I think, past it, isn't it?
I mean, I know a couple people who really like Spawn.
Who?
One of my old coworkers, Ronnie, really liked Spawn. He bought some of the old, some old stuff from
'kay.
Him. forgot who else. There's somebody else, but now I'm...
Did you read Spawn?
Here and there. But
did you like it?
It's not bad.
All right.
Sorry, I'm just such a neutral person. I'm like,
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like I personally live vicariously through my friends who love Spawn. I've always heard good things about Spawn. Whenever I see Spawn is like cosplay wise, I'm like, oh my god, like bow. But
it's just
the character is really cool. I really love the character development. But of course, I've been kind of like mutual as well as you, just kind of like, eh.
It's not bad.
You know, just, like, I haven't, like, gone into it of, like, really learning it. But from what, the shallow premise that I do know, it's awesome. And I would like to see something.
It depends. Okay. Now, if they do the I'm sitting in the alley bitching and crying.
Yeah, definitely not.
Definitely not. And then,
couldn't have done that.
Just imagining him in a wet pot, like, in a bowl just sitting in it.
That's exactly what it was. Cardboard box, bunch of homeless people, rain. And he's just hanging out in an alley with a bunch of homeless people, and a countdown for his powers. So when they expire, he goes back to hell. Like at issue 25, the countdown just like disappears. They just don't even bring it up anymore.
Counter? What counter?
Yeah.
What? Sillies.
That's stupid. So McFarlane in February of this year said that he was in the process of editing down the 183-page script into a more manageable length. With the intention of directing it himself. So you're going to have Todd McFarlane, who's never directed a movie, direct this.
Wow.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
That's just like the noise I'm just going to keep making.
I think Todd should just stick with comic books, action figures, call it done. Just a hunch.
I probably agree. That's fine.
Make it an animated series. They could do so much with an animated series on that. Take it to like Showtime or AMC or something, because the one that they did on Hobo was okay, but they could be so much better. Mm-hmm. So much better. Oh, well. Anyway, also in movie news, Bryan Cranston still wants to play Mr. Sinister. Last week we brought up the fact that Mr. Sinister was going to be the main villain in the new and final Wolverine movie with Hugh Jackman. And Bryan Cranston has said at New York Comic Con that he wants to play Mr. Sinister.
Mr. Sinister.
That Heisenberg as Mr. Sinister? That would be awesome.
Yeah, that is pretty cool.
Can you imagine just, he's so, And this is Malcolm in the Middle's dad.
I know, and I can't unsee him from that role, no matter how hard I try. So I'm just imagining him like, Malcolm in the Middle, no, not today.
No.
It's hard to, so when the reruns, I'll see Malcolm in the Middle pop up late at night. It's like, whoa, so this is the life before he became Heisenberg and ended up with a bad son.
I think it's amazing because, like, it shows that he can do more than just be, like, silly. But I just can't unsee it. It's really hard.
He's given, I've seen, you have actors that give advice and all that and how to do his job. Mm-hmm. The best advice that I've ever seen is from him. And he's like, you go in there and you be you. You'll get doors slammed, rejected. He says, just go in there and how you would do it. And you get it, great. If not, move on, because that's who you are. That's what you are. And I thought that was like the most profound advice that I've probably ever heard from an actor.
Right.
Like, wow. But I want to just...
It seems like he would be doing an older version, because Mr. Sinister, from like all the photos I've seen of him, is like he's like maybe like in his 30s is kind of how I see it.
Yeah.
And Brian has a more of the wrinkles, like a little older face.
Yeah, but makeup? Come
I'm
on.
I'm wondering... Yeah, I mean, there's always makeup, but it's, like, the facial structure. You can always tell when somebody's older.
Okay.
I mean, it's, like, for example, like, whenever I do 11 or something, there's obvious, like, a different structure to the face because I'm older versus younger.
That's true.
You know, so that's what I always relate to.
You don't
to
have as much baby
now.
Fat.
Yeah, I don't have... I still have kind of a baby face, but, I mean, yeah, I used to have a lot more baby face.
It sucks because no one takes me
seriously. Like, I know.
Because they're just like, oh, you're so adorable. I'm like, I'm supposed to cosplay a manly character.
I know. I don't want to tell.
They just pat you on the head. That's a cute little girl.
It sucks. Yeah. Well, when I cosplay, too, I would try to do like more like masculine characters, but they always put me in that cute
The
boy.
Cute category, because that's just how it goes.
It sucks, because I wanted to be cool, too.
Yeah. I'm a cool
You can
person.
Be cool.
No, because people don't take my face seriously.
Yeah.
understand.
We could just start. We could start getting you like masks or helmets.
No, because I'm too small. They'll be like, "Oh, you're so tiny."
Oh, that's true. They would think you're like a little kid.
Did I mention that I had issues getting my mom's luggage from the bin because it was too high?
Oh my gosh. Well, shut in up. That case,
I don't
want
to see.
It was after my 12-hour flight, and I was trying to reach like the bin, and it was too high. I was hopping, and I could barely touch it with my fingertips. And like this chick who was like two people down, she's just like, "Oh, if you leave it, I'll grab it for you." I'm like, "Thank you so much."
Well,
it was also the same flight where this lady had her butt on my computer because she kept. So you know how like there's like people have like small bags underneath the seats.
Yeah.
You could easily just grab it from in between your legs and pull it onto your lap.
Yeah.
She just had to keep going, like standing up and then bending over to like look at for stuff in her bag, and her butt was like always like in my computer point of view. I'm just like,
can you not be doing that shit?
Was it like a round, large object?
No, it was old.
Old saggy object?
Kind of. Oh. Kind of leaning that. Also, another fun thing that I will throw out, I walked in on three people because they didn't lock the door.
Do they not believe in locking doors something there?
Like,
or?
Walked in, what?
No, walked in as in they were peeing, and I opened the door.
Okay. Just making sure they're not joining the Mile High Club, you know.
It was...
God, right?
It was two people in the same airport bathroom, but the thing is there's like a
the
little...
The same person?
No, it was two different people.
That would
like,
suck.
There was a so the door is like slightly propped open, so I'm like, oh, it's open then, and I would open the door and they would slam it shut, and I'm like, is this a video game right now? Like, is this like, hey, you want to get into this door? No. But it's like there's like a little like notch that you have to like push the door in a little bit and then like,
yeah,
you know,
latch
twist it. Yeah, but they didn't do that. I'm like, do you guys not believe in latching the door? And then I opened like tried to open the one next to it, and the same thing happened. I'm just like, what the F? And I walked over, and this Australian lady is like, maybe there aren't locks. I'm like, no, there are hatches. There, you turn it, mm-hmm. and it locks the door for you.
Well, it locks the door, and it also turns the light. It activates the lights in the bathroom.
The airport restroom, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
And it was just like, it would even say, oh, it's occupied. So I'm just like, okay, well, you know, they just didn't lock the door because they didn't know how. And then
oh
I went
God.
To a ramen shop in Saigon as well. And I walked in, and then the same thing happened. I'm just like, can people not lock doors? And like, I was like, okay, I'm gonna see if it's hard to lock this door. So then I shoved, like, I had to use a bit of force to close the door, and then like lock it. I'm like, easy.
Really?
Yeah. I'm just like, easy.
Really, people.
Yeah. I'm like, sorry, I walked in on you. Not learn how to lock the door.
Wow.
Yeah. My sorry. Adventure.
You've had quite the.
I have
trek.
Bad bathroom stories.
God.
I don't want to know.
Oh, people just thought I was a dude. All the time. When I had short hair, people were like, the men's bathroom is that way.
Oh, that's just
yeah.
rude.
I mean, they didn't like kick me out or anything. They just were confused. They were like, oh, this isn't, are you lost? This isn't the right restroom. Like, oh no, I'm a chick. Sorry.
Gosh.
Yeah. I just have terrible bathroom stories.
All right, moving along. If you're waiting for mods for Fallout 4 or Skyrim, it ain't gonna happen. evidently, there was the plan for Xbox One and PlayStation 4. They announced this a few E3s ago. All those plans have been effectively scrapped. So if you're waiting for it, forget about it.
Right.
There's just so many different mods. Might as well just get on PC and then get like get a Bluetooth so that you can hook up your controller and just play it there.
Really? You think so?
Yeah. Because, I mean, if you enjoy, like, you know, just dicking around in the game, because it's an open world game. Like, sometimes, like...
Fallout 4 is open?
Fairly, yeah.
Okay.
It's like, okay, I'm sorry.
You put like your finger. I'm like, what are you doing?
Touching her boobie.
There's her face. It's her.
It's really funny because I wasn't even thinking about that. I was like, I must put my finger in this picture though. That's the point. There, sorry. Let me like distract everybody.
I like touching top.
I like touching.
I'm not touching you.
I know. Yeah. Basically.
No, I don't even know what Fallout 4. I haven't even played it.
Yeah, it's great. It's open world. I feel like if you kind of just want to have, like, you know, just have a bit of fun, you could always get mods. I think that's the point of mods. Because I would love to.
I mean, they don't affect the character's skill at all.
It's just, it's basically a cosmetic.
Yeah.
Where it changes how things look. But, yeah, you might as well just get it on PC and then get a Bluetooth, like, get something to Bluetooth your controller to your computer. Because it's possible to do that.
I was psyched before I came in tonight. They released a trailer for Gears of War 4.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
So
pumped. Can we ever see you again?
I know, basically. He'll go hiding.
Okay, so I spent for the highest one I could buy. Mm-hmm. I get it 4 days before everybody else.
Oh, my God.
So they release it on a Friday when everyone else gets it on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. So I will be completely unavailable that day, that whole weekend.
I can imagine he just comes into the podcast and, like, sweats.
And he's just like...
No, I will never...
Like his general world.
I will never wear sweats. I will never wear sweats in public.
He's turned, like, the new orange, just, like, all the Cheetos rubbing on the face. Like, fell asleep in a bag of Cheetos.
That's right, just... My bowl.
Can I imagine, like, is that a Cheeto in your face?
Is that a Cheeto?
I would never wear sweats in public.
Are those Cheeto crumbs underneath your nose?
Ever, yeah.
How dare you?
Why are your nose hairs orange? That's a good question.
Yeah, I know. Who do you guess that?
Did I try to snort Cheetos?
I can't remember the past 5 days. What day is it? Yeah, where is this place?
I know I'm going to be completely offline. Phones off, computer off, sound system cranked.
I probably will send, like, somebody over just to kind of knock on the door.
You might
want to
check in on
me. But that's probably about it.
We'll send you a text every so often to be like, you alive there, buddy?
I know. Have you been eating? Have you gotten sleep?
You know, you sound like my mother. She got pissed at me. Because what was it, yesterday? No.
The worst.
Saturday? What day didn't I eat? I went, like, all day and, like, didn't eat.
Oh,
no, it was Saturday.
God.
Saturday went all day and I didn't eat. Because there was just so much shit going on.
Yeah.
I, like, didn't have time to stop. Mm-hmm. And then my mom found out on Sunday. She was pissed.
It's okay. My mom
was
like
a nerd thing to say. My mom found out I didn't eat yesterday.
I know, but
she's
you just start sounding.
My health.
Are you eating? Are you anorexic? Bulimic?
Oh my God.
Are you okay?
No, my mom did that with water when we were in Vietnam because, like, we had so many bottles of water because, like, you get dehydrated easily over there. Also, bottled water is sealed at the top so that people, like, then you'll know that it's not from the tap.
Yeah, it's like, isn't it supposed to be sealed at the top?
No, it's like there's a plastic wrap.
Because,
like, for foreigners, we have to drink bottled water. Because
you can't drink the water there, or else you'd probably get some
shits.
Yeah. You will get up close and personal with the toilet.
My mom was just like, did you drink water? Did you drink water yet? I haven't seen you drink water all day. I'm like, I drank some water at the restaurant. Like, what the frick, Mom? Stop.
So I'm trying to decide, with that in mind, what do I need for a weekend-long gaming fest? Because I know I'm not going to leave, but I need to be stocked.
I mean, do you want healthy snacks or unhealthy snacks?
I don't know.
Because I think you should, like, go with the healthy ways, because, like, you know, you don't want to.
I don't snack.
I love this. I love, like, the angel devil thing going right here, because I'm going to say the exact opposite that she's saying.
Oh, God. I down, like, Cool Ranch Doritos with, like,
you know what?
Like, that entire row of balls.
Oh, my God.
Like,
balls in your mouth.
You know what I'm totally hooked on? The chili cheese Fritos. With ranch dressing.
Those are pretty good.
That's not bad.
Okay,
that's not bad.
No. That's bad. Okay. But see, here's the thing.
Definitely not good for you.
Not good for you. And then what does it do to the controller? Because you've got all of that schmutz on your fingers.
I can't touch the controller.
That's why I liked forked objects.
See,
like,
the Frito scoops and all of that? Or the Tostito scoops? Oh, delicious.
But still, it's like the whole point of, like, reaching your hand in the bag and then having... You have to have, like, a certain pair of pants. So you wear your, like, most nastiest pants ever, but the ones you are not afraid to, like, mess up. And then you put a towel. You sit on a towel, and then every single time you put your hand in the bag, you have to wipe your pants and then start playing. Or you have to have, like, sanitary wipes or something next door so you can wipe off your controller.
Kay.
So it's not all greasy, or if you have clammy hands like me.
I can't stand that.
No, I can't either.
That's why I have to like, eat, like, forked things. Like, because I have, like, super clammy hands, so I'm always going like this anyway when I play a game.
Right.
Especially with, like, stuff on my hand, like, from what I do of work all day. I can't have anything on my hands or else it's weird. So it's just, like...
See, because I don't... Okay. I own, like, a pair of sweatpants and it has Batman on them. So I probably won't wear those. And you get hot.
And you get hot in those.
I have basketball shorts.
I would always do basketball shorts. Basketball...
So if
socks.
I show up in basketball...
It's socks.
No, well...
I always do socks. It's good to have socks because it's, like, you can show that, like, amount of leg. And you're like... Mm-hmm.
Okay,
good.
I'll only admit this once. When I'm home, I do wear flip-flops.
Inside?
Yes.
Like, not like house slippers, but
no.
Flip-flops?
Flip-flops. Because I don't want my... Okay. I don't want sweaty feet.
Oh, so, my God.
When you wear, like, slippers, your feet get all clammy and sweaty.
You're supposed to marinate those.
And the slippers... I'm like,
you're supposed to marinate your feet to make sure that they're still... moisturized because
my
it's so dry here.
My feet are fine. But that's why I wear the flip-flops, so they get air and they're good and they're comfy. And
see, that would bother me. That would really
they won't
bother
go,
me.
They don't go past the door. Never, ever, ever will they go past
like,
that door.
It like, depends how you sit, too, like with gaming, because I'm kind of like the probably type of person that's like,
yeah, I can't do that.
This weird. Lay down. I have to have like socks. Like I have my like fluffy socks that I wear all the time. They're like nice and warm. And
okay, so I spent 4 hours, you know, elbows on, well, the crapping position, where I've got my elbows on my knees and I'm just sitting there playing 4 hours.
I
and
don't
I finally try to
you
stand
do
up.
That.
Oh
that
my God, I was
so
in
bad.
So much pain when
I
tried
to be
stand.
The lean back person that's just like,
oh, I do the stereotypical gamer slouch. That's why I kind of like, as expensive as it is, I really kind of want to get one of the DX Racer chairs, just because like it's supposed to help with your posture.
No, I have a gaming chair, and it never helped.
The DX Racer?
Similar earlier model.
Like I was sitting at the one in the Land Center near Kendra's house,
mm-hmm.
and actually it helped a lot. It actually didn't hurt my back at all. I was like, this is amazing.
But
also, my butt was in heaven. So
I always okay.
Yes.
So I always don't know what to do with my arms in those chairs because they don't sit comfortably, and I end up doing this with the freaking controller.
Oh well, I mean you're on a computer, so you're like this anyways. But
yes.
I do the whole like. Gamer slouch thing where like I'm like really focused and kind of like leaned in towards the screen.
4 hours later, I'm like, oh.
Yeah, and then I always have to sit in weird positions, like even if it's like a weird.
That sounds like a hot date.
Like a weird.
Just bam.
Touché.
I can't. There's.
You're, I killed it.
I can't rebuttal.
I can't do it after that, man.
I killed her. Killed it.
I have to sit in odd positions, kind of like a cross-legged, but like one foot is actually like on top of like all the others.
Right.
I have to sit weird, or else I'm not comfortable. I can't have both my feet on the ground. Like
really?
Or like when like you know how like your legs together-ish kind of thing, and then you're playing. I can't do that. Like either my legs are spread. Okay, that's.
I'm coming to game at
she's,
your place.
She's a good date, apparently.
I know.
The dude.
What are you wearing for pants?
Sweats. I mean, if
good
I
enough.
Actually told you. People would be like, oh. It's like, oh, hello.
Hello.
You're not wearing
anything,
I don't like
are
wearing
you?
Pants.
You're not wearing anything.
I usually like to game in boxers. Boxers are my go-to. Because
I
don't
too.
Like wearing pants with boxers.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, free.
Yeah, for me it's always like the tight clothing. It's like, I love to wear like tight clothing in public. But when it comes to nighttime, like I'll wear like triple XL shirt or something with like, these just look like a gangster in the hood or something from home. Just gotta. Like, you look like a cloud just because there's just like.
There's just so much space. So it's
yeah,
just like, oh, I'm so
spacious.
Comfortable. Because you don't want, like, you know, clothes that,
more
like,
warm.
Squeeze you.
Yeah, that's the thing. Because yeah. you start feeling the gut. And you're like, fuck you, gut.
Or it sticks out underneath the bottom of your t-shirt. You're like, oh, I'm not.
Yeah, feeling. Like, I was like, pull my pants up. Like, I'll Urkel it. It'll be fine. I don't have a stomach.
My yoga
gone.
Pants.
It's funny because I call it the gamer slouch line or the Tumblr slouch line where like you're slouching
yeah, your
you have a line across your stomach because
like,
I'm just like
oh
looking
God.
At it I'm like where did this come from I'm like and then I was like sitting I was just like
see the crapper position where you're sitting there on your knees and you're just like oh yeah
but then I will like even when I played on my console and stuff like that it's like in the living room the couches are not comfortable in the slightest they're Italian furniture
oh.
Like they're
oh.
Italian furniture
yeah they're just pretty
it's like sitting on a slab of rock.
Yep.
And like I have to sit in like
they're
weird
pretty.
Positions. Yeah, they are.
It's like the Amish furniture.
But it's
gosh.
Not worth the butt pains, man. It gave
no.
me butt cramps and everything. It's just terrible.
Okay. The worst part is when you get that one pinched nerve in your butt cheek and you're like, oh!
Yeah.
I know, I can't do it. It hurts. It hurts.
I've done that while I was gaming. I'm like, this is competitive gaming. And I know.
Pinched nerve in the ass.
I know my always biggest issue is I had a peritoneal cyst on my tailbone back in high school. Mm-hmm. And apparently it's genetic, because my sister just got it, and she was about the same age I got it. So I literally got to the point where, like I couldn't run, or I couldn't sit down. I had to go around the butt pillow to sit on, because everything hurt.
You sat
so
on a
badly.
Donut?
Yeah, nice. Basically. And I got to the point where, like, as soon as I couldn't run anymore, I was like, okay, this is, like, kind of threatening now. So I, like, reached back into, like, basically the top of my butt crack, and there was, like, this little bump. And I was like, am I growing a tail or something? So, of course, I had to show my whole ass to everybody. My mom, my dad, my sister, the doctors everywhere.
Waking up all night with
new underwear on. Like, I don't like that at all. And so now there's a bunch of, like, scar tissue. Like, the cyst itself, like, literally ripped me a new one. Like, I had, like, a size of a golf ball penile cyst back there. Because it's what you're born with. And so now I have all just a bunch of scar tissue there. So however I sit is really important. If I were to sit, like, on this chair more than for 2 hours, you can start to feel it. And that's why games are so hard. Because it's just, like, I have to, like, lay down completely to where, like, it's like the hip bone takes all of it versus the actual tailbone. Yeah. Or else it's just, like, pain. It's, like, pissed off, irritable, and you're like, well,
angry
okay.
spine syndrome.
Yeah. So that's the part that always sucks for certain people.
Yeah, it always, like, varies what games.
Yeah, and it's true, yeah.
Because, I mean, if it's, like, a lax game, then, like, I could, like, lean back and just play it. But, like, if I'm
really like Mega Man right
really
now?
Into it.
Freaking hate Mega Man. I went and bought the collector's edition for Mega Man. And I'm just like, God, I forgot how much I hated this freaking game.
This game is rigged!
Yes. Damn it. Well, if you want to let us know what your favorite position gaming style is.
Your favorite gaming position.
Favorite gaming position. Let us know. But that wraps up this week's 5280s.
You said
but. Weekend Geek Update. We'll be back next week with Lord knows what. And who knows what will be in the news. But until then, we're all stories. So make it a good one.